This month, the redesigned Toyota Camry hits showrooms. It's been America's best-selling car for 9 years. But Toyota has lost market share, suffered from bad publicity, and then there was the Japanese earthquake. So, as NPR's Sonara Glinton reports, for Toyota, the success of the new Camry is crucial.
The new Toyota Camry is so important to Toyota and the industry, I wanted to test one out and get the opinion of any number of experts. So first thing, I rolled up to a valet stand in Dearborn, Michigan. That's where I met Ali Nemi. He's a hotel valet.
It's a lot more sharper than the older model. You know, it's a lot more aggressive. Stand a lot nicer, and it's a lot more sportier.
You drive a lot of cars, huh?
We drive plenty of cars, and this is actually one of the nicer ones. Considering it's a Toyota and it's affordable.
Nimi joked he'd consider buying one, but first he'd have to move from Dearborn, Michigan. The new Toyota Camry looks lower to the ground and is less rounded and has slightly more masculine styling. Here's the thing, it still looks like a Toyota Camry. Jeff Wardle teaches car design at Art Center College of Design in Pasadena. He says it's much harder designing a Toyota Camry than, say, a Ferrari, by a lot.
You're looking at small improvements in many, many areas, trying to get a little bit more headroom, a little bit more legroom, trying to make the vehicle get better fuel consumption, and at the same time be very, very aware of what your competitors are doing.
Wardle says Toyota is constantly tweaking and retweaking the Camry. It's Toyota's crown jewel, and he says Toyota cannot get it wrong.
They have to tread this really fine line between making the car more attractive, more desirable, more usable for their intended audience. They've got to get it just right so they don't take too many risks, but it can't be a mediocre vehicle either.
If there's a person who knows how tough it's been for Toyota, it's Bob Carter.
This has been a tough last 3 years in this economy for all industries.
Carter's been with the company for 30 years. Now he heads the Toyota brand in North America. He's been the one to steer the brand during some of the roughest times. Carter says the company has to focus on the cars the consumers want to buy.
Well, Camry is the number one seller in the U.S. Camry is our number one volume vehicle, so it's critically important. But consumer tastes evolve over time.
Now, baby boomers have always been kind of taken with the Camry. That's not necessarily true of Gen Xers or millennials. Carter says he believes the Camry will eventually lose its crown as America's top car, but he says he's working to make sure the next one is a Toyota. The company will introduce or completely overhaul more than 20 vehicles in the next 34 months.
Yes, so this will be my first unveiling. So,
Rebecca Lindland is an analyst with IHS Automotive. In the parking lot of an industry conference, I took her for her first viewing of the new Camry. Now, let me pause here for a moment to say that when Toyota loaned me the new Camry for a test drive, they made sure it was in my favorite color, red, and the radio was tuned to NPR. Okay, back to Rebecca Lindley.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's keep walking around it. The Camry buyer is an appliance buyer. God love them, but they are appliance buyers. They're not as interested in making a statement, you know, on the roads.
Lindland says the conservative redesign of the Camry will be very reassuring to existing Toyota owners. The question is whether the Camry can lure new buyers to the brand, because that, she says, is what Toyota needs. Sonara Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR.